This is Tuvok. Mr. Neelix, in his own special way, has reminded me that I should let you know that you are listening to This Week in Geek with the Twig Crew exclusively here on ThisWeekInGeek.net.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of The Prototype. My name is Jamie J.J. Johnson, and I'm joined by...
someone who didn't just wake up.
What? Did you just wake up, though?
Yeah, would you believe? No.
I would believe if it was me, because, well, fuck, I have the most random-ass schedule all the time, so...
That's kind of the beauty of working from home. You... see, in my world, much like yours, the nighttime is daytime, and daytime is nighttime.
I love nighttime. I hate the daytime, because you have to deal with the complete and utter idiots of society.
But I was about to say, yeah, 9 times out of 10, there's people, and if you can't reach me via email, you're probably not worth dealing with anyway. Liked Odd, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I guess you didn't say your name. Yeah, I actually, last night, I went out shopping to get groceries, and I had realized the last time I was out, it was kind of warm out, like I could wear a t-shirt, because, well, I'm crazy, I like to wear t-shirts even if it's cold, but it was also, there was a lot of snow on the ground, and I'm like, when was the last time I was actually out, because I had stocked up on groceries, and, yeah, it was 2 weeks. I had not left the house in 2 weeks.
I don't think I'm that bad, but the last time I left the house, there wasn't snow on the ground. In fact, it's funny. There's actually a guy on my Facebook I went to college with a couple years ago, and he posted Black Friday deaths. Like, you're more likely to die going to an ATM at 4 o'clock. Or, sorry, you're less likely to die going to an ATM at 4 o'clock in the morning and making a large cash withdrawal than you are going on Black Friday. So I said, you know, that's why I sit in the comfort of my own bed and order shit from Amazon from an iPhone app. If I don't have to go outside, fuck that noise. I'm comfortable.
Yeah, makes sense.
Plus, you know, my kitties are here. So I guess that kind of brings us to what we're going to be talking about today, Jamie. And what's that?
Well, we're going to be talking about the next-gen consoles, which have recently released. And I seriously think there's a fire alarm going on outside. Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can. Do you want to go look, or are you good now?
Oh, it's gone.
Okay.
That'll just be the people upstairs. They probably lit something on fire. It's fine. It doesn't affect me. As long as the beep stops, then we're good, which it did, so it's all right. What have I been playing? I've actually been playing a bit of Battlefield 4 recently. I've been... doing a lot of recording of the single player playthrough. I've also been playing multiplayer with another buddy of mine. I just have to do a quick title, and then I'm probably going to be launching. I think I have about 8 episodes lined up, and they'll be going on my YouTube channel. So probably by the next prototype, I'll actually have a link in the description for people to check that out.
Holy crap, I'm excited.
Me too. Yeah. Oddly enough, the thing that's holding me back is the artwork, which is my thing. So it's kind of like, I'm really failing on that. I just haven't had the initiative or time to really throw down, like, because I really want to make the title screen one of those things of I make it once and don't have to make it again. But then again, hey, I can always remake it later. Exactly. As for that... you know, Final Fantasy 14 and Realm Reborn, like usual, playing that because it's an MMO. I do have a copy of Call of Duty Ghosts. I managed to pick that up because of that...
Insane Future Shop deal?
Yeah, the Insane Future Shop deal. Future Shop or Best Buy. You could trade any game and get a new game.
So what'd you do?
Well...
what sports game?
Oh, no, I have an even better story, which I'll probably end up telling on my YouTube channel as well. But basically, I found out about it 10 a.m. that morning, and most future shops and shit open up at 9 a.m., and I was like, oh, fuck, they're going to be sold out. So I went to, I think, 4 different Best Buys and Future Shops. And the very last one, I said, fuck it. They haven't said it's sold out. I'm going to line up. I had like 8 games. The one that I really wanted to trade in was, it was like Arcade Classics or something. Xbox Live Arcade stuff from the very first launch disc that they gave you. So we get like halfway through this line and somebody like shout, or they go on like the PA and say there's like 3 copies left for each console. And I'm like counting the people out. I'm like, there's no way we're getting anything. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll get them for PC because I can see a stack of PC versions that nobody probably wants, I guess. And the people behind me, or there's this one guy, I guess he worked at EB Games. And, you know, I don't like EB Games. Just, we all know this. But this guy, he basically had his small stack of games that he was looking to trade in. And he's like, yeah, if you pre-ordered last night before 5, they were holding copies for you to still do this if you, as though it was a pre-ordered copy, though. So they would hold it, and then you could still do this deal. So I was like, oh, well, that's cool, but I didn't know about that either because I found out fucking this morning. Started shooting the shit with this guy, and long story short, we get to the end, and he was basically like, oh, I accidentally pre-ordered 2. Would you like to pretend that you're, you know, with me and you can get my extra copy?
Why, yes. So, yes, I would.
Yeah, so I'm like, sure, why not? I don't mind grabbing Ghosts. I wanted to get Assassin's Creed 4, but hey, I'll try Ghosts here soon, and you know, it'll be on the YouTube channel as well. So that would be my week. I guess that was a couple weeks ago, but
yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's been 2 weeks since we've actually managed to get together to do an episode. That's shitty.
It's just been one of those things where either I'm really busy or you're busy or the timing just doesn't work out.
Or every time we schedule something, something fucking crazy happens, and then we're like, oh crap, we can't do it now.
Yeah, like last night, we were supposed to do this last night, and long story short, my wife had a catastrophic accident, and most of my Gundam figures, my Robot Spirits figures, got trashed.
Yeah, so, when you texted me that, I was sitting here going, okay, he's probably not in a good mood to talk about it, so I wanted to ask you whether she did it on purpose or not. I'm like, did she finally snap, couldn't take your shit anymore, and just broke your shit?
I just had that horrible vision of her just grabbing Wing Zero and snapping him in half. No, she tripped on something in my studio, and she grabbed onto the shelf, and everything went flying across the room. I'm pretty sure I've still got pieces missing, but I've restored what I could, so I'm going to put these guys in storage until I actually move and get a house, and they can be displayed safely behind glass.
Yeah, but you got a lot of those.
Yeah. So
they all got trashed, fuck.
Yeah, it was not a fun night. So that's why we didn't record an episode last night. Myself, over the last couple of weeks, I played Call of Duty Ghosts. You want my review? Here it is. I care more about the fucking dog than I do than anything in that game. Boring as shit. They reuse animations, I'm pretty sure, from Modern Warfare 2, from what I've read. It's just, the bad guy, you don't care. And I know I'm going to get someone saying, but Michael, you don't play it for the single player. Well, I do. And I say, oh, fuck you.
some people do. Like,
the multiplayer's fun, though. That I'll give it. I actually had fun playing it. And I haven't had that since, like, Black Ops 1.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard a lot of, like, because I obviously haven't opened my copy yet, but I've had so many people tell me that it's gone backwards in the multiplayer, which I don't know if that's a good thing or not, because I actually enjoy the Modern Warfare series, and I was told that it's pretty much Modern Warfare 3. So I don't know.
And that game,
I'll end up finding out later.
And that game, fuck that game. But anyway, I will say this. I do not think it's worth the Prestige Edition price, which I bought out of my own pocket, and let the well of infinite regret fill, if you will. I've also been playing Pokemon X. I'm still getting my way through that. Having a lot of fun with it still. Also been playing Dead Rising 3 on the Xbox One, which, since this episode is going up Tuesday/Wednesday, the 26th, 27th, that review should be up on Blistered Thumbs and This Week in Geek, so I'll be looking for that. And trying to think, what the hell else have I been playing? I beat The Last of Us again, just because I was 3/4 of the way through. It was like, you know what, fuck it. I have an extra, like, 2 hours to kill, so why not? I honestly think I could platinum that game. And I'm almost kind of tempted to. Because I've gotten so good at the single player normally, I can headshot from, like, across the map the infected. So as long as I don't get stupid and careless, I think I might actually do that. Also played the shit out of Assassin's Creed 4. I'm actually ranked nationally in that game, which is an unbelievable achievement for me, considering 9 times out of 10, I don't care about multiplayer stuff. So that feels pretty good. So I guess that kind of brings us full circle to talking about the Xbox One, the PS4. Each console has been out for a number of days now.
And yeah, Xbox has been like half a week. PS4 has been out, what, 2 weeks, 1 week, something like that?
About a week. And here's the sad thing about my PlayStation 4. Do you know when the last time I turned it on was?
When you first got it?
Yeah. I didn't get any software from Sony up until very late last week, which I got Knack and and I got Killzone, so yay.
Well, you should have got a bunch of them just from being a PlayStation Plus member.
Yeah, but see, that was the problem. When Sony launched the console last week on the 15th, the week before last, the 15th, the PSN was down for a good chunk of the night. So it was very hard to download anything. I did manage to download, I think it was Sound Shapes or something like that. I know there was a couple of
I've actually heard that's really good.
Yeah, that's why I grabbed it, but I haven't had a chance to play it either because of all the stupid updates. And it's weird, though. I don't think the wireless in that thing is as powerful as the PS3. And here's what I mean. If you've ever seen my house, you know the router sits back in my studio. And I don't know, Jamie, how far would you say that is? About 50 feet, give or take?
Like 20 feet from... It's really not that far. It's a hallway and a room away from the router.
And
but your place is really odd. I cannot get cell reception. I swear there's like some sort of fucking plating through that entire house.
And for some reason, my PlayStation 4's wireless cannot detect my network, which means I have to go wired, which is fine because all game consoles, in my opinion, should be wired anyhow because you get a superior connection.
Yeah.
And it's just... I just haven't cared to. I'm probably going to do PlayStation 4 reviews next week. But honestly, I like the interface of the next gen. I love how fast the PlayStation 4 is. It's a gorgeous interface. The problem is, though, and this is weird because it's this is a Canadian issue more so than a US one. We got fucked on apps.
We always get fucked on apps.
Which is really stupid. I mean, the fact that PlayStation couldn't launch with YouTube is really suspect. Neon Alley, which is an anime service provided by, I think it's Viz? I think it is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Viz. Isn't there. Since we don't get Hulu Plus up here in Canada... we don't get that either, and there's no Flash support, so even if you wanted to use the integrated browser to go on something, I don't think it works either, although allegedly YouPorn works. I haven't tried it out yet.
Well, couldn't you just do what we used to do with the old Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, just route your IP so that you're basically American?
You could, but because my account, my PlayStation Plus account, is Canadian, it detects that.
Oh, that's fucking gay.
Which is stupid. Now, if I'd signed up with a PlayStation account and said I was from the States, I would have been fine. Actually, a friend of mine does this, Mike Laidman. He has his account. He's PlayStation Plus, but he has his account registered in the U.S., which means he has all the cool shit.
That's messed.
I wish I'd thought about that before I renewed, but I didn't want to lose all my trophies and shit. But anyway, yeah, I mean, I like how fast it is. One thing I did notice about this is the battery life on the controller is shit.
Oh, really?
It does not last as long as a DualShock 3. However, though, you can use a DualShock 4 on a PlayStation 3.
Really?
Wired, but you can still use it. In fact, it's wonderful for The Last of Us. I love the triggers on that thing. In fact, I'm actually really surprised how smooth the PlayStation 4's controller actually is. I really like the way that thing handles. I'm really looking forward to digging further into Killzone with it. And when they get a game like The Last of Us or Uncharted, like a really meaty action game, I think that controller is going to shine.
Well, speaking of which, I've actually got both lists up here for the launch games for both consoles. Every time I look at this list, I really go, I'm glad I didn't buy one right away because there's just not enough for me. I don't see a single game on the PlayStation 4 list that falls into that category of kind of adventure action. You look like we got sports, and shooters.
Or I would call it ports, and more ports.
Yeah, really. Like, if you take out all the ones that are on Xbox and PS3, there's really not much on either launch lineup.
Yeah, I mean, when I bought my consoles specifically, I only wanted to judge it by exclusives. And it's funny because both of these consoles were shorted to Canadian journalists.
Yeah.
I find this highly suspect simply because the launch lineup is not there. And for PlayStation 4, they had Knack, they had Killzone, I think Drive Club got delayed, or don't they have GT Prologue or some shit like that?
On this list here, it's not showing. It's only got Need for Speed Rivals, which I think is on both.
Yeah, it is.
The main driving game, I believe, was delayed, just like
Drive Club, which was supposed to be free to PlayStation Plus members, I think.
Yeah, like there's both lineups had a lot of delays happen to a lot of their launch games, which they'll come out in the next couple of months, but they were the ones that I was like, that's what I would buy the console for.
I mean,
so for PlayStation 4, it was, trying to look in the later list here.
Now,
Drive Club.
For me, the reason I wanted to get a PlayStation 4 was actually for a port, and that was Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag. Now, fortunately and unfortunately, I got sent the limited edition, but I only got it on Xbox 360. The reason I wanted it on the PS4 is because there is an exclusive mission that you don't get and will never be put on other thing. It's exclusive to the PlayStation version.
It really says never, but every single time I've seen that happen, later on it's released for the other console.
Hopefully it will, because I've become a bit of an Assassin's Creed bitch over the last couple of weeks. I fucking love this game. Pirates are awesome. Anyway, and I think Killzone had me interested because I got it to like the franchise around number 3, and I know 3 is like the worst of the series, but the more that I played with it, my PlayStation, and just getting familiar with the PlayStation 4's operating system and everything else, it's a cool piece of tech that should have waited 6 months. Honestly, I think it would have been wise for them to launch maybe March or February, right towards the year end, so they could have really boosted their numbers. But because Microsoft was launching on the 22nd, Black Friday and holiday played so much a factor into this.
I think they both kind of rushed, because PlayStation 4 was like, we want to get ahead of them, and Xbox, actually, from everything that I've heard, they've got a lot of issues happening too, and it's because they rushed to try to compete with PlayStation 4. I think both consoles should have waited, either another year or, at least 6 months.
Yeah, like,
just get all the kinks out.
Because honestly, you're not going to see those really good batch of games until at least E3 or at least until next summer when we start to get the really big releases. Next holiday should be great, in theory. I think the PlayStation launched 2 weeks, which is really unfortunate because it's a wonderful piece of tech. The fact that this thing boots up in like 5 seconds, like, it's so fast, it's ridiculous. Now, I don't have the PlayStation camera yet. I'm supposed to get that hopefully next week sometime from Sony. So, my opinions on the PS4, I like the fact that it's $400. I really do. I think that's a really strong selling point for it. Unfortunately, I just don't see this being a good item to put under the Christmas tree unless this is something you know you want and you know what ports of games you want. Like, basically, you're not going to have Assassin's Creed and Battlefield 4 on PS3 and you're not going to upgrade them. Now, that being said, you can pay the $10 to upgrade certain games, which I did that for Battlefield 4, which I think is a really nice touch.
Well, see, the thing is I'm of, there's a select set of people that do reviews and stuff that will not review consoles. I refuse to review a console because it will always be ever-changing and growing, and having all the shit fixed, I can give ideas. It's the games that need the reviews, right? And that's where you get the, should I buy this console or not right now? For me, I wouldn't buy either console right now because there's just not enough content, and most of the games that are on there you can get on your PS3, your Xbox 360, and it's not going to look as pretty. It might not run as smooth just because the hardware is not as good, but...
But you'll have something to do.
Yeah, you still have all your other games to play. You don't have to fucking do all the hassle. And hey, you know, the first set of consoles might have some sort of factory issue. You never know.
Yeah, because there were reports, I think Destructoid had this, where their first PS4 failed due to a faulty HDMI connection. Now, one of the things that I said this before last year, Jamie, when we did the Wii U stuff, and I think I've talked about this before, you should not be launching a console purely on ports. And this is the problem next gen has. I mean, I remember when there was a huge drought of software for even the Nintendo Wii, and even when you look back at the PlayStation 2 and Xbox lineups, at least there was something of substance there. Xbox had Cameo, or no, that was Xbox 360, but, you know, it launched stronger because you look at a launch like, say, Halo. There was Halo. That was a system seller. Or you had I think there was Munch's Odd World's Odyssey or something like that. That was, I'm pretty sure, wasn't a port. Don't quote me on that, but it just, I think this was not a good time, but I can see why they're doing it, because I know from a retail standpoint, and we can look at it because of Future Shop and Best Buy, they're banking on you to trade in games so you can get these next gen versions, because they're gonna get their money either way, which is, you know, that's fine. It's hard to launch a console on ports alone. In my opinion as a game reviewer for the last 7 years, Christ, it feels weird to say that. You should have no less than 5 exclusives to launch a console with, preferably one in every genre that sells. A sports game, a driving game, maybe a fighter, a shooter, action-adventure. When you look at PlayStation 4, you have Knack, you have Killzone. Where's Drive Club? You know what? They could have done what Microsoft did for Killer Instinct, giving you an updated version of PlayStation All-Stars. The first 5 people are free. Pay for the rest if you want to do that. Ultimately, it's good to get in on the ground floor, because evidently these things are selling ridiculously on the secondary market. I saw one guy locally trying to sell a PlayStation 4 with no games, I'd like to point this out, for $650. I wanted to call this guy a complete fucknut.
Most people are calling those people complete fucknuts because they're not out of stock at the stores.
Yeah, like, it's weird. So, like, you can still walk in and find them. Although, yeah, people have this perception, and I think you can mostly you can blame Nintendo for this. When the Wii launched back in 2006, was it? That fucker was hard to find. It took me and my buddy Pierce, I think we didn't find one for like 8 months.
Well, See, the thing is that most of the time, like, there's ways to launch things. With the PlayStation 3, when they launched it, it was actually costing them, back at its, like, $899 price, it was costing them, like, $300 or $400 per console that they actually shipped.
Oh, yeah, they were losing money.
So they didn't want to launch a lot. So they, when they didn't launch a lot, it made it go, oh, shit, you can't get a PS3, so holy fuck. But that was because that was the reason there. With the Wii, they might not have expected to explode that much. So they were like, fuck, make another batch, please. Send them out. Come on. Whereas, like, this generation, they know about that. PlayStation 4, I actually don't have the numbers on Xbox 360, but PlayStation 4, I believe, or is one or the other. One of them is only losing about $10 for the hardware.
I think and it's then PlayStation. They lose. I think it's Xbox, because I think... I think Sony's making $18 per unit or something like that.
I wanted to say that it was PlayStation 4, though. But either way, they're losing like $10-$20 other than the amount they lose in the shipping, which I think is paid partially by both companies. I'm not sure. Like, for the people that sell it and the people that make it. But either way, compared to losing like $300-$400... that really doesn't mean much. So they can go, okay, we can send double the units as we did the PS3 because, hey, we're not losing shit. If they sell, we like it's not like every single one that does sell, we actually lose money. We'll just return the money. And then so it's just one of those things of supply and demand is going to be completely different this time around. So these people that buy them in advance saying, oh, well, you know, there's not going to be enough. They're not looking at that. They don't realize. They're just looking back at Wii and PS3.
Yeah.
Which hopefully they all get fucking burned because, hey, you're being a dick.
Yeah, like, don't be a toolbox if you're going to be a reseller. So let's talk about Xbox One. I went to the launch for this in Orangeville. Surprisingly, they're having midnight launches now at our EB Games. So thank you for the PS4 and Xbox One launches. And PS4 had 40 people in line. Xbox had 30. And it's, I think, mostly because the weather was shit. Plus,
the weather's always shit.
Plus Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah, Hunger Games.
So... I think Microsoft had an advantage software-wise.
Well, I actually wanted to touch on that because when you were having your little spiel there about, you know, that they should have a mandatory 5 with different genres and everything, I can't entirely agree with you on the fact that this launch was bad. This launch just doesn't have those crazy awesome titles like Halo and all that.
There is no killer app for either system.
Yeah, there's no killer app, but they do have the 5 exclusives, roughly. The only issue was is certain ones, mostly for PlayStation 4, got pushed back. From a development standpoint, I would rather them be pushed back than rushed and be shitty. So, looking at these lists here, for Xbox One, I hate the fucking name of it. Crimson Dragon is an exclusive, which is a download title. It's only going to be $20. It is the first rail shooter in a long fucking time. Everybody's got Battlefield 4, Call of Duty Ghosts, Assassin's Creed 4. They're on all four systems, so we won't really include them. FIFA 14's on both. There was one called Fighter Within, but I'll ignore that because we're going to put Killer Instinct, which is, you know, Xbox exclusive, and that's their fighter. Just Dance is on both of them. Lego, who gives a shit? Well, okay, they're actually fun games. I don't know what the hell Loco Cycle is. I'm assuming another digital download, whatever. There is Madden NFL 25. Why the hell is it 25?
Because there's been 25 of them.
Oh, they didn't go with the year this time. Okay. NBA Live and 2K. All three of these are on both consoles, but hey, it's sports. They're always going to be on both consoles. There's the odd time where one will have an exclusive. I want to say that's for baseball.
Now, it's weird. Someone brought this up, and I didn't realize. I'm pretty sure it's true. There's no demos.
There's no demos.
Yeah. Does that not strike you as a bit odd?
I don't know. every launch I've never really watched for demos, so I'm not really sure. Like, you mean demos of stuff that's already out?
Yeah. There are no demos. Huh. Mind you, that was a couple of days ago. I haven't looked since, but at the same time, at least Microsoft gave you the option to download a full game, which is Killer Instinct. You get to play as the one character, Jago, and then you can get the season's pass to unlock the other characters as the time goes on. However, there is no single player mode truly, which was like the arcade mode, which you get at the end of the season, and you don't get Killer Instinct Classic, which is the main reason I bought it, because I wanted the original 1994 arcade game, which I realize I'm utterly terrible at.
Everything that I've heard about Killer Instinct, yeah, it doesn't have a single player, all that crap, but most people that play fighter games are playing for the multiplayer. And from what I've heard, because I don't play fighters, I don't have it. I think it was even Screw Attack, Chad from Screw Attack, that was saying this, is that who gives a shit that there's no bells and whistles like single player, because they actually did a really good job with the multiplayer. There's like no lag issues, etc.
Very surprised how well it runs.
Yeah.
And that actually kind of brings me to why I really like Xbox One. Xbox One is built upon this foundation. It's supposed to be your multimedia center. It's supposed to be the entertainment hub of your living room, and the Xbox One can run apps, much like the PlayStation 4 can. You can run multiple apps at the same time. Now, here's how I know.
It's basically a computer.
Yeah. But this
they
is
both
what,
are.
This is what struck me as so surprising. Me and Scotty, Scott Bordas, we were playing Killer Instinct and using Skype at the same time. That's a lot of data going back and forth. No lag. With video.
Holy not bad. Shit.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck, man?
To say that PlayStation 4 can't do it as well? You just haven't seen an example, right? But yeah. Still, that's one of those cases of finally I have somebody's story of something truly next gen.
Yeah, and although PS4 does have the advantage, the fact that you can live stream Twitch right now, Xbox does not get that until January.
Yeah.
Which I'm guessing they paid out the ass for that.
Awesome.
But I like how responsive everything is on the Xbox, and I'm really surprised. Kinect works. I have not had to touch the power button since I got the console. I walk into the living room, Xbox, turn on. Turns on. You can also wire it so it turns on your entertainment system and your stereo. I was like, holy shit, I'm living in Star Trek.
I don't know how that would work with my setup, because everything, my TV's plugged into the TV slot of my power bar. I've got a high-tech one where basically I turn on the TV, it will then activate power to all the other things. So in that sense, I would almost have to put the Xbox in there so that I told it to turn on, which would then turn on the TV and everything else.
I actually had to go out and buy a brand new power bar, and I know that's such a first world problem. But if you look at my setup, which, Christ, you have no idea how annoying it was to do all these wires.
Oh, I've been there, remember.
Yeah, I had to get an 8-plug thing. Now, my TV only has 2 HDMI slots. All my systems are connected via HDMI or something like that. So 2 slots ain't going to cut. I'm actually using an HDMI splitter, and it works marvelously. I'm actually really surprised just how crisp and clean the picture is, how well the sound is. And
HDMI splitters still work. They're good.
Yeah.
As long as you don't get like a fucking super junk one.
Yeah, I got a really nice one. I think that was from Accel. We reviewed some of their shit last year. So thanks, guys. Xbox One, I've been using it since I got it last Thursday night. I've been playing Dead Rising. I beat it the other morning. And I'm just surprised how much I'm using it. I'm like, Xbox, go to YouTube. Xbox, go to Netflix. And all using my voice. And it recognizes me when I walk into the living room. It signs me in via facial recognition. I'm honestly surprised. Like, seriously, Xbox really blew me away. Now, in terms of exclusives, Dead Rising 3, if the system had one game you should get with it at launch, it probably would be Dead Rising 3 if you have an interest in the series. As a casual game player, I don't think the third game's the best place to start. Examples of this, Mass Effect 3 on the Wii U, why fucking bother?
Well, from everything I saw at the X event we went to, Dead Rising 3, it seemed like Dead Rising, which is murdering tons and tons of zombies, which, hey, that's lots of fun for a while.
Yeah,
But then it kind of went over the top like Saints Row.
Actually, you know, that's what it became. There are points where it's such a parody of itself, and it's weird. The story tries to take itself seriously at times, and it falls apart. However, though, there's a really awesome cameo right at the end of the game. They're going, okay, didn't see that coming. That's fucking cool. However, I think I've discovered it's not an exploit and it's not a glitch. It's just a really easy way to farm experience. If you get a weapon called the Mauler, which is basically two machetes or two katanas or two saw blades together, it creates this big pole arm-like weapon you can spin like an airplane propeller. If you restart the game, because you can replay any chapter, and I'll expand upon this when you hear Rad tomorrow, I walked around there for about the better part of 2 hours and just leveled up, like power leveling, using a book which boosts your prestige points, a flare gun, and zombie. And I just been walking back and forth between the entire level because they have one section of the city where they seal you in the beginning of the game before you can create combo vehicles. So you can do a lot of the things you can do except you're confined to one area. And there's even areas where you can get extra prestige points, and I'm just farming. I feel like an asshole because I'm like this. I mean, I feel like a prick because this is way too fucking easy.
That game looks a little bit too easy from the over the top style, well, anyway. But
that's another thing too in terms of difficulty. You know what? If you want to find out my full review, go check out Rad.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, Killer Instinct. Honestly surprised how well it's designed as a fighter. Really impressed with it, actually.
From everything I've seen, it's literally looks like Double Helix, the creators of it, were just like, you know what, we're going to cut the bullshit, we're going to make a good core game, and then we'll bring you the bullshit later in fucking patches.
Yeah, so. And that's fine. I mean, honestly, I would have loved to have had a really simple arcade mode, but if I'm going to get that at the end of the season... Cool. Now they're even talking about season 2 content where they're gonna give you characters like Riptor and TJ Combo. Fucking cool. I'm really happy for that. Other games I've had a chance to play on this console. I played a little bit of Forza. It looks great though.
Forza is their, you know, it's Microsoft's racer. It always looks amazing.
It's Microsoft's tech demo.
Pretty much, like, that's just how it always is. Me and you probably aren't really, well, I know I am for certain, not really into that style. I have a friend that picks up every single one of them and fucking loves them.
See, so I'll pick up Forza. I'll pick up Forza as opposed to Gran Turismo because I just like the physics in Forza a little bit more. But overall, though, I mean, it's hard to say which console's worth picking up at this point because it depends on what you want out of it.
Well,
I like how Xbox has a lot more support.
Let's do a quick list here, I'll just throw out my thoughts here. For Xbox, you got Crimson Dragon, Dead Rising 3, you got Forza, you got all the games that are on for everything else, Killer Instinct, and Rise, Son of Rome, which I've heard is also just a tech demo. The gameplay's not that in-depth or crazy, but it looks fucking looks beautiful for large scale. Upcoming titles... the launch window titles, so, you know, within this year, basically, we've got Wiki Connect Sports, Minecraft, Wiki Peggle, Project Spark, Wolfenstein, and Titanfall.
Spark looked cool.
I haven't seen much about most of those junker titles, which I'm going to include Project Spark in there is just because I just haven't heard of it. It might be good. I don't know. Titanfall, that's a system seller.
Yep.
Wolfenstein: The New Order. That's an intriguing thing to old school gamers.
Is it Xbox exclusive?
I don't know. I'm going to look at the PS4 list now. So that was launch window titles. There's literally six, and four of them are I could give less of a shit about.
See,
for
that's,
PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, that's the problem. You don't launch a console when the software is not there. And the fact that they're still supporting Xbox 360 and PS3 during this time, which is great. Good. Glad. I'm fucking over the moon for that.
Yeah.
But you don't. You're splitting resources.
That's where I'm going with this. I'll go with the full thing once I'm done. PlayStation 4 games that are PlayStation exclusive. I think Blacklight Retribution is. It's a PlayStation Network title, so it's a bit smaller.
It's their version of Xbox Live.
Dive Kick, which I was really surprised, is going to be on PSN. Anybody that watches YouTube, Dive Kick is hilarious. It's stupid hilarious, but stupid simple. We got Killzone. We've got... what else is there? Rezogun, which I've actually heard a lot of good things about. I haven't looked into it, though.
I haven't downloaded it yet.
There's Warframe, which is actually from Digital Extremes, which is London, Ontario. They're one of the developers I actually wanted to work for back when I was trying to go in that path of game development. It's a free-to-play.
So back when you had hopes and dreams, right?
Yeah, you know. Hopes and dreams get destroyed. I think Trine 2 might be for PS4 only. There's Super Motherload, Sound Shapes, which I think is also on PS3.
And Vita, I think, as well.
Yeah, because it's very cross-platform.
Another thing, too. Vita and PS4, haven't tried it myself, but from what I've seen... It works.
They hold hands together well.
Yeah, it looks remarkably cool.
So, for games-wise, at launch, yes, it's kind of like Xbox has some good titles for their specific genres. They're not amazing system sellers. PS4 has good titles, a lot more of them, but they're smaller. So, like, a lot of them are PlayStation Network, you know, downloadware. But the thing that I'm thinking about here for this is why I'm thinking PS4 won, or they've at least tied. Xbox might have the really nice one, like nice, but only a couple games. PS4 might have decent, but a lot of smaller games. But upcoming, we've got six games for Xbox One. One of them being a system seller, so that's a huge thing. But for PlayStation 4, upcoming games within the launch window, we've got 1001 Spikes, Awesome Knots Assemble, Backgammon Blitz, Basement Crawl, Counter Spy, Daylight, Deep Down, Doki Doki Universe, Drive Club, which that one there for some people is a system seller. I'm not into that stuff, but Escape Plan, Flow, Ho Ho Kum. A lot of these are PlayStation Network downloads, so I don't know.
Glad to see Sony supporting them.
Yes. Infamous Second Son. That's a system seller.
That and is fairly, definitely one for me.
Mercenary Kings, Minecraft, N++, not sure what that is. Octodad, Deadliest Catch.
That I wanted at launch and didn't get it.
Yeah.
Pissed off.
It is going to be coming out. There's another Oddworld New and Tasty. Outlast, Pinball Arcade, Planetside 2. Pool Nation Extreme, Primal Carnage, Genesis, Putty Squad, Raids the Dead, The Witness, Thief, which for some people is also a system seller, Tiny Brains, Transistor, War Thunder, and then, okay, Wolfenstein The New Order is also on PS4. So we can basically cut that one out entirely and say that there's five games for Xbox. There is a shit ton of PlayStation Network download titles for PlayStation 4, but there is Titanfall system seller for Xbox coming out. We've got Infamous Second Son, Thief, and Drive Club, three huge titles, and they're all coming within the launch window. So I would say both consoles are about pretty much tied, if not maybe a little bit pushed towards PlayStation 4 for games that are currently out / coming out within the launch window. Just because of those reasons that I just kind of gave out of you've got a shit ton more in PlayStation 4, but they might not be as much quality. But there is currently the confirmed titles for, well, okay, not confirmed anymore because it's already launched. The day one titles, they there isn't a lot of them that are huge, but there's three huge ones coming out.
You know what? And it's inevitable because I kind of want to start to wrap things up here. Let's look at how this stacks up against the Wii U and their initial launch lineup.
Wii U got decimated.
Yeah, which sucks because the Wii U, actually Kotaku posted this last week, or maybe it was this week. Wii U a year later, still not a must have.
Yeah, there's really nothing out there. Like, as soon as they get that fucking Smash Bros. Out, that's when people are going to want it. But the thing is even for me, I'm still not going to buy a Wii U because they decided to choose, we're going to put it on 3DS because that's actually our main console. I'm buying it on 3DS. Fuck buying a Wii U.
I want it for, I just want to play it on a really big screen. That's why I would get it for the Wii U. Although, looking
I'll play it at your house.
I will say this, though. At least the Wii U, in terms of unique software it had to offer when it launched, Nintendo Land, say what you will, it's still fun. New Super Mario Bros. U, great game. And now with new Super Mario World 3D, okay, you know what? It's Mario 3D World, or whatever the fuck it is. It's, I hate how they just, the titles for Mario games get progressively larger every year.
Yeah, they really need to go back to the Super Mario 6, Super Mario 7, Super Mario 8. Just fucking do that, please.
Yeah, just stop. And they had Zombie U, which was fantastic, and that was a system seller, in my opinion. But not a lot of people talk about that anymore.
See, the thing is like, they had some good games, but they haven't had anything fucking insane. And when you, now with these, the two new consoles out, compare everything, network, compare graphics, compare hardware power, compare even the gimmick, so Kinect versus the damn pad. There's just really nothing that the Wii U offers that the others aren't like, hey, we're either equal or better.
I will say this. I think this will be Nintendo's year to do really well, because the Xbox One and the PS4 will be weaker because they're just building their libraries, whereas developers have had a little bit of time with the Wii U.
I can't agree because the Wii U hasn't had that third-party developer support. Nobody's been designing for it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This will be Nintendo's year.
Oh, okay, so you're saying they will be able to survive this year. Next year, they're fucked.
Yeah, well, they've got a lot of good stuff coming out in 2014. So I think they will do better than this year. It's sad that it's not a must-have thing. And that's the thing. I mean, ultimately, let's do closing thoughts here. Of the three systems that you can get right now, I don't know whether it's worth getting them any in the launch window. And that, it pains me to say that, because I think, honestly, wait. There's nothing saying, buy this now or everyone will make fun of you. No.
From my personal point of view, my opinion is pretty much the exact same. Before launch and after launch, my opinion was, I'm going to wait a full year. All the kinks will be out of the console. There'll be a nice library of games. And, like, the only thing that I want to play on PlayStation 4 that's even upcoming is Infamous Second Son. That's just my personal opinion. And on Xbox One, it's Titanfall. I really, really want to play Titanfall. But the thing is all the titles that are coming out next year, fuck, I would have bought both systems if those were all at launch, which that's why I will be buying them next year. Except for the Xbox One, because yesterday, I actually forgot to say this, was Tiffany won that Pepsi / Doritos challenge, so we're going to be having an Xbox One on the way.
So when did she get it?
They said it'd probably be like 8 weeks before it'll arrive.
So it won't be for Christmas, but you can start building games now.
Well, in all reality, like I said, I'm still unbiased. Whoop-de-doo, I'm getting an Xbox One. It just means I don't have to buy it next year.
Yeah.
But the thing is I'm still not going to buy anything except for Titanfall because nothing else looks good enough for me.
I think you may enjoy Dead Rising, but wait until the price drops.
Yeah, I'll probably pick up Crimson Dragon just because I've been thriving, like, just really wanting another rail shooter. But yeah, Dead Rising 3, I'll pick it up when it drops to like $20.
Yeah.
Because yay, killing zombies, but it's not that substantial.
Yeah, you want some substance to your games. So I guess that kind of sums it up. The new consoles, they're great. Great pieces of hardware, beginnings of a library, but there's nothing of substance there yet. So,
oh yeah, this generation is going, like, from the things that those specific games such as Rise and well, the games that are really showing off what can happen, like Killer Instinct's network, Rise's power, you seeing the function of playing a game while being on Skype. I need to say something for PlayStation 4 here so it doesn't seem like we're just throwing the Xbox One.
PlayStation 4 has got some really nice horsepower under the
hood. I like the controller more. There we go.
I can't wait to see what they're going to do with that touchpad. I really do. That and the fact that when you play Killzone, the audio logs come out of the controller. That's really slick.
It was done on the Wii, but yeah, it's still... There is actually a lot of things for PlayStation 4 that do look really nice. Like, I know Killzone looks really, really nice. So it's kind of one of those, okay, they actually made an effort to try to show us specific things at launch of this is what the console is going to be able to do. And then they also gave us all this damn shovelware. So I have high hopes for the future. For this generation, we're going to have at least some horsepower behind the damn consoles, and we won't have to do everything on PC.
So I guess ask us again this time next year to see the Wii, to see the report cards for the Wii U, the PS4, and the Xbox One.
Yeah, because as of right now, other than saying the Wii U probably is not worth it for, you know, a hardcore gamer, PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, it's really up to personal preference.
You know what? The Wii U has one advantage the Xbox One and the PS4 don't and will never have.
What?
Backward support.
Okay, I guess that's true.
So, in theory, the Wii U does have a vast library of games compared to these two, but that's taking a cheap shot.
Yeah, that is a cheap shot, you bastard.
But that actually kind of brings me to what we're going to be talking about next week, which is...
We're going to be talking about, well, the past. We just want to kind of do a recap of the last generation, since we're now in the new generation, and talk about, well, fuck, we'll go all the way from PlayStation 3, Xbox, 360, Wii, and we might even do one generation before that, just to kind of talk about what the hell...
I think we should talk about some of the handhelds, because the...
we could do that, too.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to be talking about next week. So once again, guys, if you want to call into the show, be part of it, 817-717-7202. Just make sure you tell me you're leaving a voicemail for the prototype, and I'll make sure to throw it into the show. Or feedback at thisweekingeek.net. Thank you to everybody who's been supporting us via the Facebook group, people who send me messages on Twitter and Facebook. And, oh yeah, go check out AMC.com. I was on Comic Book Men last week, episode 7, Dukes of Jersey. So go check me out there. So anyway, guys, for the prototype, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd.
And I've been Jamie J.J. Johnston saying, everything's going to explode in about 5 minutes of this recording.